Up to 2x6 on I-85 South. That's going to be fun. Coming into you, JKT.
And where was that at?
Exit for I-26.
For when I come through this afternoon.
Right lane in the middle lane, longitudinally with the white line. So nobody's going to hit it unless they're changing lanes, but eventually it's going to happen.
I'm going to hit it. I hit one day. It was about a 14-foot extension ladder. Was laying across the right in the middle lane down there where 385 and 26 come together.
I busted up ladders a number of times. On the roof of his van and forgets to tie it down.
And the static when people key up is just terrible on me.
I was saying that a contractor will throw the ladder on top of their van or truck and forget to tie it down. Because it does a lot of damage, and also those ladders are really expensive to replace.
KO4HKX. And I was back.
I was saying that it sucks when they lose a ladder because A, it causes a lot of damage on the road and can hurt people, and B, they're really expensive to replace, especially if they're those nice, tall fiberglass ladders.
That people will just keep on driving like they never even seen it happen. Let's clear out of here already.
So hanging out, KF4MUS.
Check you out, I'm getting pretty close.
Leon, you be careful out there today. And did you bring a radio to put in the truck?
I did, and I might just do it. Don't tempt me. Y'all have a great day. Hopefully talk to you soon. NC9B.
Be careful. KO4HK.
Have a safe day. KN4GFW.
Have a great day. WTJKT.
Y'all be careful out there. Have a great day. KO4MUF. I'll be right back, guys.
What kind of projects you got going today, or do you know yet? You double with somebody, but I got you pulled out of there. I was just asking what kind of projects you had going today, or if you already knew.
Not yet. Today's my fourth day off, so it's my Monday off, so I'll be just tinkering around the house, Roger.
Maybe give you a shout later then.
Not at all. I gotta go get some coffee. I'll be right back.
Somebody, but I'm not really sure.
Hello. Work on your antenna.
What changed? Figured it out. It's the darn, I got a new splitter plug for my cigarette lighter, and I just have it plugged in and running my dash cam, and it was what was causing all the interference.
Expected.
It pulled it out, and the meters went off, and I can hear no static or anything.
It's not plugged in now, right?
Yeah, I'd have to unplug it and plug it into the socket, but I got my radio plugged in somewhere else.
It'll be on the dash cam.
Cam's been there, though, for 6 months.
Put you an EMI filter for the power cable for your radio.
Might be the best bet. Some of those 12-volt sockets, they could be causing interference just like wall warts.
Those charging ports in it.
A bit lighter plug that's got another accessory outlet and a bunch of USB stuff in it. And noisy, especially if it's a Chinesium brand.
Plug the dash cam straight in and it's fine.
Need to get an EMI filter for the plug-in for the bulb here, because I'm wondering if that's why I can't ever hear the repeater, if RF is getting it conducted through the DC cable.
Ability.
my other one that finally tore up, it, you know, it didn't cause interference, but this new one, man, it's really terrible.
I'm only about $10 or $15 on Amazon, so maybe I'll just pick one up and try it out.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Yep.
When I was still turning wrenches, Ford come out with a TSB for a recall for interference on the radio, or not the radio, the EFI circuit, and they had it wrapped in Mylar tape. I never run across one where it was a problem, so I don't know if it ever fixed anything or not, but I had to do quite a few of them. Would that really help?
Yeah, Patrick, sorry, I might be in a bad spot here.
And Ford come out with a recall on us to wrap the injector harness with Mylar tape for interference, RFI interference. Never run across one where it was a problem, but had to do a bunch of them, so I don't know if it ever fixed anything or not. I'm just curious if that Mylar tape would actually do any good.
Tape is conductive, and noise from an injector harness is going to be very, very high frequency because it's very, very high pulses of current, and they're very, very fast. So it's very high frequency content, and it won't take much to suppress that. And Mylar tape is probably conductive enough and just thick enough to do it. So, yeah, I think that's certainly plausible that it would help. I don't think Ford would have gone through the effort to do the TSB unless they had done enough experimentation to prove that it works. And has all their trees lit up in front.
Something nice to look at on the way in of a morning and then home of the evening, I guess.
Anyway.
To the gate, guys. So I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody have a safe day. And that, and I look forward to catching you tomorrow. KN4 PFW.
Again, hope you have an awesome day. KO4HGX.
Have a good talking to you this morning. W2JKT.
Here, Mr. Ken, KF4MUF.
What are you doing around lunchtime?
Here somewhere.
Going to meet somewhere in Easley around that area for lunch.
Yep.
See a shot when it gets closer to time so I know exactly where I'm at.
Roger that. Give me a holler.
Man must have forgot what he was driving this morning. Centos man must have forgot what he was driving this morning. He's taking that off-ramp at 153 on the 123 way too fast.
Handle there.
I guarantee his butthole was a puckering.
Guys are about to lay it over.
It's a scary feeling when these things get wobbling.
I've towed a couple of trailers that started to get squirrely on me before, and it's frightening. Arthur Virginia wants to pick up some donated dog food for the rescue in Seneca there, and I just dropped the trailer off to let them load it, and with the truck and everything, and they had disconnected it, and then when they went to reconnect it, you know, the tongue jack had sunk down into the dirt a little bit. So they shifted the load to get all the weight off the tongue so they could pick it up by hand and put it on a truck, but then they didn't reshift it to where it was loaded right. So I drove away with it, and the dang thing just almost immediately started wobbling on me.
I can imagine when you load one tail heavy, that's real apt to happen.
7 pounds of dog food, so yeah, it was no fun.
Both of my toolbox pockets are up toward the front of the box. That way I keep the heavy weight up here in the front. I'm getting close to my first stop, so I'm going to jump out of here. I hope traffic is light for you the rest of the way and you don't have any trouble. And have a great day. And Jody, I'll give you a shout later. KO4HX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, gentlemen.
I'm going to jump out, too, because Corey just sent me a text. I'm headed into the black hole here at Woodruff anyway. So, Jody, you have a great day, too. 7-3, both of you guys will catch you tomorrow morning, probably. W2JKT.
Patrick, y'all have a great day. Patrick, I'll catch up with you later. KF4MUF, 7-3.